Den här smäktande baritonrösten ska snart ta hela världen med storm, är det tänkt. Den tillhör amerikanen Josh Groban som är på väg ut på sin första stora världsturné. Snart släpper han sin tredje platta. Idag var han i Sverige för att visa upp sig för pressen, däribland för P4 Extras reporter.
Hello. It's Mika, right?
Yeah.
Mika, this is Josh.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same.
Skivbolaget vill gärna kalla honom för megastjärna och okej, 13 miljoner sålda ex av hans två utgivna plattor, det är inte fy skam. Men det är en anspråkslös ung man som möter mig i lyxsviten på hotell Rival i Stockholm.
My name is Josh Groban. I'm 5'11". I weigh 160 pounds. I sing. I make music.
They call you a megastar. Are you a megastar?
Well, it depends on where I am, and I think it depends on who's calling me that. I think, to me, no. To myself, absolutely not. I'm just me. I'm just Josh. And if I happen to be in a part of the world where I sell records, if someone wants to say that, they can say that.
Vill de får de gärna kalla mig megastjärna, säger 25-årige Josh, som föddes och växte upp i Los Angeles. Upptäcktes som 17-åring av demonproducenten David Foster och slog igenom i ett avsnitt i Ally McBeal för 5 år sedan. Sedan dess har det rullat på och nu är han redo för sin första stora världsturné.
I think I'm in a very lucky position where I've been able to make the kind of music that I want to make and have fans that want to listen to it. And they have given me the opportunity to continue to do that every day, and it's a great gift, and all I can do is not question it, just be thankful for it and try to keep my head down and work as hard as I can to live up to that every day. It's very easy in this business to go off and have a big ego and be an idiot, you know, so I try very, very hard to just focus on making great work, because when it comes down to it, it's only great work that will allow that to continue for you.
Visst är det lätt att tappa fattningen i den här branschen, säger Josh Groban. Men jag jobbar hårt och håller mig på mattan och låter inte mitt ego styra. Josh Groban fyller med sina smäktande ballader ett behov hos publiken, säger popvetarna. Men är han pop egentligen?
Every time I read a different newspaper, there's a different name for me. I have a kind of a classically trained voice, but my instincts are very much in the pop and rock genre, which is the kind of styles that I'd like to experiment with. So I would say, because of that, that this is pop music, but with classical influences, with world music influences, with rock influences, with many other different influences.
Jag skulle nog kalla min musik för melodisk pop, säger Josh. Och nya plattan Awake som kommer ut i november och egentligen är Joshs ärende i Stockholm utgör inget undantag. Men han har skrivit fler låtar själv den här gången och töjer om möjligt ännu mer på de skolade stämbanden.
It's not real. I just press a button. No. The big secret about my voice, see, to me it's not, you know, there's no big secret. It's just hard work, you know, discipline, lots of sleep, which I did not have last night, unfortunately, but when you can, lots of sleep. And I think when you're given a gift, when you're given the gift of singing, you have to really treasure it and take care of it. And it's not like a musical instrument where you can just put it away and walk away and then come back and play it. It's in you all the time. And so my big secret is that my life is probably not as exciting as people might think, because I have to be very careful about my voice.
Hårt arbete och sunt levande är den tråkiga hemligheten bakom min röst, säger Josh Groban, som faktiskt är i Sverige för 4:e gången. Bingolotto och Jussi Björling är 2 vilda storheter han minns, och dessutom är hans mamma från Norge, och så har han många fans här, säger han.
I think that my fans, first and foremost, are a very, very energetic, very intelligent, open-minded group of people. It started with an older demographic, like 4 or 5 years ago. It was an older demographic, mostly women. And as I've gone on, like when I did the concert in Stockholm, so many young people, male, female. I mean, it was incredible. It was like a rock concert, and it was really a lot of fun to see that throughout the years, I haven't changed much, but the demographics. Willingness to, you know, listen to new music and listen to new styles has changed, and so that's very exciting for me.
I början var det mest äldre damer som gillade mig, men publiken blir yngre och yngre, säger Josh Groban. Men någon flickvän, det har han inte tid med just nu.
I could say that I could make it work and have somebody travel with me and things like that, but any way you cut it, it's very hard. And I think that for me it wouldn't be fair to a girlfriend to have that going on in my life at the moment. Maybe, I mean, one day I'll make it work, but you know, like I said, 180 shows. I'm kind of married to my job at the moment.
Josh Groban är redo att erövra världen, men först ska han sälja nya plattan. Och efter mig väntar en oändlig radda intervjuer i lyxsviten på Hotell Rival.
You are the first of about 25 interviews today. And then I go to sleep and repeat tomorrow and then go home and rest for a minute and then go back and do the same thing. It's very repetitive, but it's good.
Can you do that without drugs?
Yes, actually. I've been able to. That's why I have coffee and fruit. No, I can certainly see why many artists in this business wind up doing drugs, just because I think that they're so bored. They need something to escape, you know? but no, I'm drug-free, and I think that for me, this music is stuff that I'm really so proud of, that to be, I don't mind talking about it all day long. You know, to me, talking about it is a natural high for me.
Nej, droger är ingenting för mig. Min drog är musiken och jag är lyckligt lottad. Jag får nypa mig själv i armen varje dag för att inse vilket fantastiskt jobb jag har, säger Josh Groban och ler.
For me, honestly, every single day I pinch myself and I wonder, you know, why me, why me, why me? But like I said, you can't really ask why. You just have to be thankful for it and just keep working. Don't give up. It's just the way.